From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
Well, we've been breaking heat records again, but if it's been too darn hot for you lately, hang in there. We've got some big heat today, but a cool down is coming this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert, Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk about some of the characteristics of our late summer weather in a bit and what makes it so relatively pleasant around here most years. First, Cliff, let's get your forecast.
Well, today's the last day. We've had way above normal temperatures. A lot of places have gotten to the 90s, even a few mid-90s. Remember, we should be around 75 here in Seattle this time of the year. But it's all going to change this weekend. You know, every single year, Bellamy, we go through what I call the transition, where we have the warm summer temperatures and it's dry, and all of a sudden something changes. And that is the breakdown of the ridge and the jet stream moves through, and we get a transition to much cooler weather and even a few showers. A lot of times it happens in the end of August, occasionally the beginning of September, but we're about to do it this weekend. So we had a massive ridge of high pressure over the eastern Pacific and into the northwest that was giving warm air aloft, offshore flow, everything we need to get these hot temperatures. But what's happening is that an upper-level trough will move down right over us over the weekend, especially on Sunday. And that's going to bring in a lot cooler marine air. It'll surge in later tonight and on Saturday, and temperatures will progressively get cooler as we go into the week, and the chance of showers will increase. So Saturday will be the transition day. Temperatures will drop down into the mid-70s, a little partly cloudy skies, a lot of clouds along the coast. Sunday, we'll see temperatures dropping even more, maybe into the lower 70s. The clouds will be much more persistent on Sunday, and maybe even a few showers. So Sunday's definitely the worst day. And then as we get into next week, an upper-level trough will be very persistent. We'll have a series of these developing over the eastern Pacific, and that'll bring us cooler temperatures, clouds, and some showers. And looking at the long-term forecast models that go out a week to 2 weeks, I can believe the first week. It looks like a trough will be right on our coast, an area of low pressure that will give us persistently cooler temperatures. We're talking about down in the upper 60s, or maybe around 70, and some showers on and off. So a big, big transition.
So a big cool down is coming, but really, even amidst this record-breaking heat that we've had, it's relatively comfortable around here, despite, temps that are hitting the 90s.
Well, the key thing around here is even when we get warm, the amount of moisture in the air is relatively low. And the best measure of that moisture is something called dew point. That's the temperature which you cool air down, it'll become saturated. The relative humidity will go up to 100%. It's a measure of the amount of moisture in the air. And our dew points are generally in the 50s, sometimes into the upper 40s. You go into the eastern United States, or the central part of the nation, and the dew points are often in the upper 60s, 70s, even occasionally around 80. And so the impact of this is huge. We have a lot less moisture. That means the relative humidities drop as temperatures rise. So the amount of moisture is relatively low, the temperature warms up, and the relative humidity decreases as we get warm. And so that allows our skin to evaporate moisture. So our relative humidities are often quite modest during the summertime. That evaporation from your skin is able to keep you comfortable. So low dew points, which ends up meaning low relative humidities, allow us to feel much more comfortable than people in the eastern, central United States, where even with the same temperatures, they're miserable because the relative humidities are so high.
So we've got a really comfortable situation regarding humidity, but also at this point in summer, it actually cools down really quite a lot at night, right?
That's right. That's the other issue that makes it more comfortable here, is because our relative humidities are low, there's less moisture in the atmosphere. Moisture acts as a blanket. What happens is the way we cool during the night is that the Earth radiates energy to space in the infrared part of the spectrum. Moisture absorbs that and sends some of that back down. So if you have less moisture, we are able to cool off much more at night. And so, we may have temperatures of 90 degrees during the day, but we'll drop back into the 60s, even the 50s at night. Now, back in the East Coast, where they have a lot of moisture, that moisture stops the cooling, and so they may only drop into the 70s. So we have cooler nights, plus the relative humidities are low, so we can evaporate water off our skin, so we're in great shape. And so that's one reason it's wonderful to live here in the summer.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.